हरे कृष्णा। इस घर को जब आप किए कौन जानते हैं?
রসন সেবায় লক্ষ্য রসো বৈষ ter dividendos em sua vida e o que é a roupa do dia. O que é que você vai fazer? Eu não vou fazer isso. Eu não vou fazer isso. Eu não vou fazer isso. তখন নিজ অঙ্গ থেকে শ্রদ্ধাংশ দিয়ে ভাবাংশ দিয়ে তিনি শক্তি এবং আনন্দ এবং রাধারণীকে তিনি প্রকাশ করলেন। রাধা কৃষ্ণ একই তত্ত্ব কিন্তু রস আস্বাদনের জন্য ভগবান দুই ভেদ রয়েছেন। এই জন্য শক্তি এবং শক্তিমান একই তত্ত্ব হওয়া সত্ত্বেও অভেদ সত্ত্বেও তারা আবার ভেদ হয়ে যায়। শ্রীচৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু তিনি জগতে সর্বপ্রথম এসে রাধার মহিমা বৃন্দাবনের মহিমা এবং উন্নত উজ্জ্বল দাসের মহিমা জগতে প্রকাশ করেছেন। তৎপূর্বে এইভাবে প্রকাশিত হয়নি। বহু শক্তি তার আছে, অনন্ত শক্তি আছে, তার মধ্যে তিন শক্তি প্রধান অন্তরঙ্গ বহিরঙ্গ এবং স্বরূপ অন্তরঙ্গ অর্থাৎ স্বরূপ শক্তি, বহিরঙ্গ মায়া শক্তি এবং তপস্যা শক্তি জীব শক্তি। সচ্চিদানন্দ ধর্ম বিগ্রহ, সচ্চিদানন্দ অর্থাৎ ভগবানের বিগ্রহ হচ্ছেন সচ্চিদ আনন্দ, সদংশে চন্দিনী, চিদংশে চম্বী এবং আনন্দাংশে লাভিনী। ভগবানের যদি আনন্দ ভিন্ন করে দেওয়া হয়, লাভিনী স্বরূপা শক্তি কে যদি আলাদা করে দেওয়া হয়, তাহলে ভগবান আনন্দহীন হয়ে পড়েন, আনন্দময় ব্রহ্মা তিনি থাকেন না। সেই রামধারণী তিনি গোবিন্দানন্দী রাধা গোবিন্দ মোহিনী সর্বগুণ হরি কৃষ্ণকান্ত আসিল। কৃষ্ণের এক নাম মদন মোহন, যে মদন বজ্রস্বরের দ্বারা সমস্ত জীব জগৎকে মোহিত করছে, সেই মদন ভগবান কৃষ্ণকে দর্শন করে তিনিও মুগ্ধ মোহিত হয়ে যাচ্ছেন। এই জন্য ভগবানের এক নাম মদন মোহন। শিল মহারাজের কাছে একবার শ্রবণ করেছিলাম, তিনি বলেছিলেন দেখো নরোত্তম ঠাকুর বাংলার মধ্যে কত সুন্দর ভাবে তিনি রাধাতন্ত্র সম্বন্ধে প্রকাশ করেছেন। সেখানে বলছেন সুখ এবং সারি দুজনা তাদের মধ্যে কৃষ্ণ পরতত্ত্ব রাধা পরতত্ত্ব এই দুই তত্ত্বের মধ্যে তারা কে শ্রেষ্ঠ তারা প্রকাশ করেছে। সেখানে সুখ বলছেন সুখ মানে আমার কৃষ্ণ মদন মোহন, সারি করে আমার রাধা বাবে যতক্ষণ নহিলে শুধুই মদন। আবার বলছেন যে সুখ মানে আমার কৃষ্ণের মাথায় ময়ূর পাখা, সারি করে আমার রাধার নাম জিতাতে নেতা। সুখ বলছেন আমার কৃষ্ণের চূড়া পাবে হেলে, আর সারি বলছেন রাধারানীর চরণ পাবে বলে। এইভাবে নানাভাবে রাধা তত্ত্বকে প্রকাশ করেছেন। সেখানে রাধারানীর মহিমা সর্বাধিক, তারা বলছেন আরো যে কৃষ্ণ গোবর্ধন ধারণ করেছে গিরিধারী তার নাম, কিন্তু সারি বলছেন দেখো রাধারানী বাম অংশ তিনি বর্তমান থাকেন, তিনি বাম অংশের বাম অঙ্গুলি দ্বারা যে গিরিরাজকে ধারণ করেছেন সেখানে রাধারানী প্রকাশিত আছেন, এই জন্য তিনি পেরেছেন, নতুবা তিনি গিরিধারী হতেন না বা গিরিরাজ ধারণ করতে পারতেন না। আমাদের আমাদের যত গুরুবর্গ আছেন, বিশেষ করে প্রভুপাদ, তিনি নিজেকে শিবাক্ষ ভারতী জৈন দাস বাক্স ভারতী অর্থাৎ তার যে দৈত কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র তার তিনি দাস, সমস্ত রস ভগবানকে বিষয়রূপে বিষয়রূপে আসেন এবং রাধারানীকে আশ্রয় করে আসেন, রাধারানী সমস্ত রসের আশ্রয়, তার মধ্যে মুখ্য রস শান্তদাস সমস্ত মধুর, সেই রসের উৎকর্ষ শান্ত রসের যাবতীয় গুণ দাস রসের মধ্যে বর্তমান, প্লাস দাস রসেও দাস রস বর্তমান, তেমনি পূর্ব পূর্ব রস পর পর রসের মধ্যে পূর্ণরূপে বিদ্যমান আছে। সর্বোত্তম রস হল মধুর রস, তার মধ্যে সম্ভব এবং বিয়োগ, তার মধ্যে বিপ্রলম হচ্ছে চরমতম, সেই বিপ্রলম্ব রসে শ্রীমতী রাধারানী পরাকাষ্ঠা স্বরূপ, তিনি বিপ্রলম্বে বিরহে কৃষ্ণ বিরহে বলছেন, না করি আপন সুখ সবে বাজছে তার সুখ, তার সুখ মোর তাৎপর্য, মোরে যদি দিয়া দুঃখ তার ভাই মহাসুখ সেই সুখ মহাসুখ বর্জ, এত বড় উন্নত উজ্জ্বল রসের কথা আর কেউ বলতে পারেনি যে ঠিক রাধারানী বলেছেন। দেবী কৃষ্ণময়ী লোকটা রাধিকা পরদেবতা, তিনি পর অর্থাৎ ভগবান তার উপরে আলাদা, কৃষ্ণময়ী তিনি কৃষ্ণময় হয়ে আছেন, তার সমস্ত অঙ্গ পর্যন্ত সর্বাঙ্গ সবকিছু তার কৃষ্ণময় হয়ে আছেন, তথাপি তিনি কৃষ্ণ বিরহের বিরহিণী, কোন এক সময় সমস্ত সখাগণ ব্যস্ত হয়ে কৃষ্ণ রাধারানীর সঙ্গে মিলিত ভাবে আছেন, এমন সময়ে একটি মৌমাছি ভ্রমণ সে এসে যখন রাধারানীর মুখচন্দ্র মাকে পদ্ম মনে করে মধু আসন করার জন্য তাকে বারবার দর্শন করতে যাচ্ছেন, তখন ভয়ে ভীতা হয়ে তিনি কৃষ্ণ কক্ষের মধ্যে মুখকে লুকিয়ে রাখছেন, শ্রীমুখপত্রকে লুকিয়ে রাখছেন, তখন কৃষ্ণ সখাগণকে আদেশ করলেন এই মধুরী বুকে ভুল করে দেন, তখন মধুমঙ্গল তিনি সেই ভ্রমণটিকে দূরে পরিত্যাগ করে দূরে পরিহার করে দূরে তাড়িয়ে দিয়ে বলছেন যে মধুসূদন চলে গেল, রাধারানী কৃষ্ণ আলিঙ্গিত অবস্থায় বর্তমান থাকা সত্ত্বেও যখনই শুনলেন মধুসূদন চলে গেলেন তৎক্ষণাৎ তিনি মূর্ছা হলেন, কৃষ্ণ ময়ে আছেন তথাপি তিনি কৃষ্ণ রায় কোথায় কৃষ্ণ মারা যাও প্রণব মুরলী মদন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সমস্ত রাধা ভাব প্রকাশ করেছেন, এক সঙ্গে অষ্টসাত্ত্বিক কৃপা মহাভাব স্বরূপিণী শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুরাণী বিতপূর্বে জগতে আর কখনো প্রকাশিত হয়নি, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেখালেন অষ্টসাত্ত্বিক বিকাশ এক সঙ্গে প্রকাশ করে, তিনি সমস্ত রাধা বিরহ কৃষ্ণ বিরহে যেরকম উন্মাদনা আছে উদ্ভুতা আছে সেই সমস্ত তিনি তার অন্তিম লীলা দ্বাদশ সংস্কৃতি প্রকাশ করেছেন গম্ভীরা, এ সম্বন্ধে আমরা বহু কিছু জানে থাকি। এখানে যে রাধা শিল প্রভুপাদ যেমন প্রাচীন ধারে সীমাংশ ভারতী তার জড়িত দাস নিজেকে বর্ণনা করেছেন, মহাপ্রভু বলেছেন কবি বন্ধু কত কুমলীয় দাস তাকান দাস, সেই কবি তিনি অনয়া রাগিত যদি রুনন হলি নিঃস্বর জন্ম বিহায় গোবিন্দ মৃত যাবন দেব, রাধা শব্দের অর্থ হল যিনি সর্বাধিকার সর্বা সবথেকে অধিক যিনি আরাধনা করে ভগবান কৃষ্ণচন্দ্রকে অধিক পৃথিবীতে আবদ্ধ করেছেন, তিনি তার কাছে বিবশ হয়ে গেছেন, তেজস্তুতি হইতে হয় তার ঘরে বল কৃষ্ণ বলছেন যে গোপীনাথের কারণ ঘর্ষণ তা থেকে আমার মেধস্বী হইতে পারব। বিশেষত রাধারানী সম্বন্ধে সুখদেব গোস্বামী অত্যন্ত গোপন গোপন ভাবে যুক্ত ভাবে তিনি বর্ণনা করছেন শ্রীমৎ ভাগবতে অন্যান্য ব্রহ্মবৈদ্য পুরাণে বর্ণিত হলেও অত্যন্ত গোপন ভাবে তিনি বর্ণনা করছেন। অনয় রাধ শব্দে এখানে রাধাতত্ত্বকে প্রকাশ করেছেন, যার মতন আর কেউ আরাধনা করেনি। শত কোটি গোপী নিয়ে রাজ আশ্রয় করেছিলেন, সেখান থেকে রাধারানী যখন বার হয় তিনি যখন সেই রাজ থেকে অন্তর্ধান হয়ে যান, তখন কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র শত কোটি গোপীকে নিয়ে রাজ করেন তিনি সন্তোষ পেলেন না। রাধা বিরহ অনুভব করলেন, যেহেতু তিনি সর্বাধিকার, এই জন্য রাধিকার অন্বেষণে তিনি আবার সেখান থেকে রাজ চলে গেলেন। রাজ থেকে রাধারানীর খোঁজে তিনি চলে গেলেন এবং সমস্ত গোপীগণ ও কৃষ্ণ মিলনে তারা বিলীন হয়ে গেলেন। তারা দেখলেন কি এর মধ্যে কার সব থেকে সৌভাগ্য, তাদের কিছু সৌভাগ্যময় হয়েছিল যে সমস্ত গ্রন্থিত যে মালার মতন সেই মালা যখন ছিন্ন হয়ে যায়, সুতো যখন ছিঁড়ে যায়, যেমন উনি সব ছড়িয়ে যায়, ঠিক তেমনি রাধারানী সেখান থেকে অন্তর্ধান হওয়ার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে সমস্ত গোপীগণ তাদের লাভ আর করতে পারেন না। কৃষ্ণ সেখানে রাধারানীকে পুরো প্রকাশ করলেন, আবার রাজ সন্তোষ বিধান করে পুনরায় রাজ করলেন। এখানে সব থেকে তিনি রাধারানীকে শ্রেষ্ঠতা নিজেই ঘোষণা করেন। সমস্ত শক্তি গোলাপ প্রকৃতি কাগজ বৈভব কায় উপস্বরূপিণী অন্যান্য গোপীগণ সমস্ত বিশ্বতত্ত্বে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর সাথে তিনি সর্বত্র গদাধর রূপে ইত্যাদি তিনি জানকী রূপে তিনি সত্য ভগবান রূপে সর্বত্র তিনি বিদ্যমান আছেন। তিনি কৃষ্ণচন্দ্রের সেবায় নিজেকে পূর্ণরূপে সমাপ্ত করেছেন। আজ এই পর্যন্ত আমি রাখি এই বলে
First, I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Vishnu Gurudev, Vishnulila Pravishta Aum Vishnu Pad, as co-host of the Sri Shimachra Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and his paying unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Sri Gurudev, Aum Vishnu Pad, as co-host of the Sri Shimachra Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciples succession and all the assembled devotees. Please excuse me, I don't know anything about Radhikatva or Radhikund. I can only give a combination of some thousands of syllables combined together. I pray that some mercy comes, that at least I can come to the level of a parrot and repeat the words exactly without deviating. And then I pray that real mercy comes, that the fact of Radhakund and Radhakatva come in my heart so that it can come out and help others. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Radhakatva and Radhamahima, which here is Radhakund. In Tattva, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's Parashakti. As Krishna is Advaitin, Paratattva, the supreme, one without a second, absolute truth, so Srimati Radhika is Parashakti. She is the supreme, complete, intrinsic power of Krishna. Krishna is the complete power of both, and she is the complete power. Shakti Shakti Mateor Aveda, it states in Brahma Sutra. So, as Krishna's complete, all-accommodating, Achintya Shakti, or inconceivable power, although that the dream of Vaidyanatha Marasaka is won by this desire, as service to him, she manifests his four features. That is, that Swabhavi Achintya Shakti, Srimati Radhika, manifests Krishna's own Swarup, his original form as Nanda Nandini Shamsunda. She also manifests his Tadrup Vaibhava, that is, all of his abodes, all of his associates, his mother, his father, his peacocks, all of his associates, his pastimes, and his manifestations like Lord Narayan and other manifestations and incarnations. She also manifests as the Jiva, as the Tathasta Shakti, and as Pradhan, as the complete unmanifested material energy. As Sri Padpuri Maharaj mentioned, that Parashakti, complete power of Krishna, then manifests, although Parashakti there is no issue to take, there is unlimited features and manifestations of that complete Shakti Srimati Radhika, but it's manifest in three principal ways, as the internal spiritual potency, as the marginal potency of living entities, innumerable living entities, and as this phantasmagoria. In manifesting Krishna's features, his original feature is like the sun planet, the Surya Mandala. And in manifesting his abode, his pastimes, his associates, this is like the fulgence just around the sun. And then the sun particles are compared to the jiva, and the reflected light of the sun, this pratibimba rashmi, is the phantasmagoria of this material world. So she, in Tattva, she manifests Krishna's abode. And the same thing in Ras. As we've been hearing yesterday and today, she manifests as in her own Swarup as Radha Kund. And all of Vrindavan, by Ras as well. There's a very beautiful pastime poetry by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Sri Savalavi, called Sri Radha Krishna Ojala Kushama Keli, or Radha and Krishna's flower pastimes. There, Radha and Krishna and the gopis are arguing, whose Vrindavan is it? So Vrinda says that actually, because Krishna's chastising, that Radharani is stealing all of his flowers. So Vrindadevi says that actually, all of Vrindavan is nothing but a reflection of Srimati Radhika. Her beautiful, restless eyes deceive millions of beautiful deers with their restless eyes. And her lotus-like eyes, the shape and beauty of her lotus-like eyes, deceive millions of beautiful lotuses. Her golden complexion is worshipped by all the golden mountains. Then first she's saying that Vrindavan is a reflection of Radharani, and then she says actually Vrindavan is non-different, is identical to Radharani. The beauty and the effulgence of Vrindavan, the lotuses in Vrindavan, the champak flowers are identical with the complexion of Srimati Radhika. The kunda flowers are as beautiful as the teeth of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna says, I think that by saying that Radharani is identical with Vrindavan, and she manifests Vrindavan, because I say that Vrindavan is mine, she must be trying to give Radharani to me. But how can she be mine? She's the wife of another. Unless she approaches me of her own accord, how can she be mine? But actually, you say that she's identical with Vrindavan, but this is not true. What she's done is she's stolen the beauty of my Vrindavan. In this way, Krishna is indirectly glorifying Srimati Radhika and her beauty as being the source of all beauty of Vrindavan. He said that she stole the beauty of the lotuses, the beauty of the restlessness, the eyes of the deer, and now everything else is pale and wilted, and now she's become more glorious. Just like Srimati Radhika in Gopi Geet, in glorifying Krishna, jokingly criticizes, saying that his eyes are now so beautiful and splendid because they've stolen the beauty and splendor of the lotus flower deep in the midst of the pines. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, also in his Sevavali, in his Vibhavati Smajli, he prays to Radhakund in this way. Yadatavasarodham sarasabrindasambolasat sarodhuapalochalam madhuravarisam choritam sudhatsvasindhati enayane yugmar shakshaguram vidoiva mamalasajani. He prays that when my eyes got the mercy of the glimpse of Sri Radhakund, which is full of sweet water, beautiful thousands of lotus flowers, and buzzing bees surrounded by buzzing bees. At that time, when my two eyes got that mercy, I desired to taste the nectar of her service. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Vrindavan Manjali goes in and out from inner consciousness, Pandurasat, to halfway, Ajumayadasat, to external consciousness, where he's feeling intense separation from Radhika and Radhakund and their pastimes. So in the previous verse, verse 14, he had just been seeing Sri Krishna painting the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and even putting his name on her feet, making a design out of that because his hands were trembling by touching her lotus feet. And he was desiring that Nam and Nami are one. Myself and my name are not different. So if I put my name in Radharani's feet and paint my name with red altar, then I will eternally remain there. So Radharani told him, "You cannot paint, O Baal painter, O neophyte painter." She saw him trembling, and then he couldn't paint very nicely. Or you can imagine that Krishna is trembling, the Supreme Lord of innumerable universes, who's part of a part of a part of a part, where he's in and out of innumerable universes. If he's painting right around his feet, and his heart is trembling, and his hand is trembling, what beautiful art that will be. So Radharani indicated to Ravi Manjari that he doesn't know how to paint. You take the paintbrush. So Ravi Manjari, that is Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manjari form, she took the, grabbed the paintbrush from Krishna and was just about to paint Radharani's feet herself when all of a sudden everything disappeared. And then she began again, he began again, rolling and wailing and weeping on the bank of Radhakund. And now the vision comes of Radhakund. And he sees, just as the devotees and Srila Gurudev described yesterday, from Sri Govinda Lilamrita and Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, this scene is witnessed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He's seeing so many thousands of lotus flowers surrounded by buzzing honey bees. And these bees are searching, he says, for honey. They're searching for Ras. So he's remembering that the gopis are telling Krishna, when Krishna went to Mathura, that the bees, and this is reminded at Radhakund because the bees are humming around the lotus flowers at Radhakund, that the bees become so intoxicated that they lose all their discrimination on what's a fragrant and beautiful flower and what's a not fragrant flower. So Raghunath Das Goswami, by seeing Radhakund is thinking of the gopis, remembering Krishna having gone to Mathura, that now you've lost all your discrimination, having become maddened by tasting the nectar of Srimati Radhika and the gopis. Now you're sitting on the flower of Pucha. So he's hearing the peacocks, and the gopilas and gopis, the cuckoos, cooing, singing in the seventh note. And they're cooing, the cooing of the pigeons, sounding just like the blowing of the conch shell of Kamadev. And he's praying, "Oh Srimati Radharani, please, oh Radhakund, please reveal your swarup to me." And then when the swarup of Radhakund is revealed, not what we see, this is just the mind, that is, we see nothing. We see some water, some withered flowers. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us how to pray. Please reveal your swarup as it is. And then when that swarup is revealed, he has an unlimited desire to render all varieties of services to Srimati Radhika. He sees the Jaldevi Leela, the splashing pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis in her kund. He sees Krishna speaking to the gopis how Radha kund is Radharani herself. He sees the ray of Srimati Radhika, which is just like a swarm of dancing bumblebees. And then he said, those bumblebees in Radha kund, they are your braids. And then he sees the restless, fish-like eyes of Srimati Radhika and said that all these fish in Radha kund are not different from the eyes of Radhika. And her very sweet and soft smile, which makes foam waves, which is full of foam-like waves of sweetness. These are like the waves of Radha kund, which is not waves in water, but which is the sweetness of Srimati Radhika's smile. And when the water of Krishna kund goes over Shrama kund, goes over to the water of Radha kund, then Krishna says, "I feel like I'm embracing Srimati Radhika." So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us how to sing and how to pray and how to read. I ask Gurudev, all the services that you've given me, my chanting and praying isn't so good, it's sloppy. So he said, no, you have to take the time, just like I do, to chant and to weep and pray that the diamond, ruby platforms of Radha kund and all the beautiful trees with the hanging ropes and the swings, and the trees are so full of big long branches that the sun can't come and make it too hot for them. Seeing the peacocks and the parrots, as Sripad Puri mentioned, Puri Maharaj mentioned, they're debating who is greater, Radha or Krishna. So we pray that the real swarup of Sri Radha Kund will manifest in our hearts, and the pure desire to serve Srimati Radhika as a Pagadasi. And we wouldn't even know anything about this, about Radhakund, or about becoming Radharani's servant, if it wasn't for Radharani's maidservant, Srila Gurudev. When I first met him, he said to me, "You are preaching to Krishna, but if you become maidservant of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna will pursue you." Just like Radha, one last thing. Radha and Krishna and the gopis are splashing in Radha kund, and Rati Manjari sees that Krishna has thrown so much water on Radharani that she's crying and abusing Krishna. So Rati Manjari starts splashing water at Krishna to retaliate, and all of a sudden everything disappears. The kund disappears, Radharani, the water, and everything. And then he's rolling on the ground and weeping and teaching us to be fortunate.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Vasati Gopinanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Srila Gurudev has ordered us to speak on Sri Radha Tattva. So I will speak quite briefly and simply, because I cannot go as high as these other devotees, nor do I have the brain power. So I will just take the reference of the devotees who spoke yesterday and today. Srimad Puri Maharaj, he has started also with the verse Rasha Shakti, we did Irish Shirte, Shabhavi Yana Palafriya. That Lord has Rasha Shakti, we did Irish Shirte, multifarious energies. And of these multifarious energies, then it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anandam Seyla Nini, Sadam Seyta Nini, Chidam Seyta Vidyarigyan Parimani. That these energies of Swarup Shakti, they can be distinguished as Ananda, Anante, Ananda Seyta Nini. The Ladini potency, the pleasure potency of the Lord. Sadam says Ladini, that the existence potency of the Lord. And Chidam says Sambit, Sambit Shakti, the knowledge potency. So, of the pleasure potency, then it's explained Radha Krishna Pranagarati Ladini Shakti Asma, Ekat Anava Pihubi Puram Deyam Vedam Shatokyam. That Srimati Radhika, who is the transformation of the Ladini Shakti, that the Lord, his Ladini Shakti, is said to have two features, root and unroot, one with form and without form. When that Ladini Shakti is reposed within the Lord, then that Ladini Shakti, that Padai, this is unroot. And when that Ladini Shakti is manifest in form, then that Ladini Shakti manifests as Srimati Radhika. Radha Krishna Padoi Prakriti. That when the love of Krishna is manifest, then this is Srimati Radhika. Ekat Anava Pihubi Puram Deham Vedam Kitotam. That Radha and Krishna, that they are Eka Atma, one Atma, Apihubi Puram Deham Vedam Kitotam. But for the purpose of Ras, for the purpose of their transcendental pleasure, then eternally they manifest two forms. So Srila Gurudev is explained that one of the that Krishna who is in Bhansibhat, and there in Bhansibhat he was designed Ras, Las, and manifesting from his left side was most beautiful Kishori, and with great with great love, Ra, Anurag, then she's running towards Krishna, Davati, and she's calling. So that person who's calling Krishna, 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 with great love, while running towards him, Srimati Radhika. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he's explained this Radha Tattva in a very, very interesting way, taking from Sri Brahma Samhita. He's quoted the, in his commentary on the 37th verse, Ananda Chidmaya Rasa Pratibhava Kavir, Tapinya Evani Jarupa Tayakalavir, Goloka Evani Vasati Akalaka Buzo, Govinda Mati Pushyam Paramahantajami. He's explained that when there's meeting of Ananda and Chit, that Ananda, the Ladini Shakti, the personification of Srimati Radhika, and Chit, Sambit Shakti, the predominating deity of Chit Shakti is Krishna himself. So when there's Ananda Moya, Ananda Chit Moya Ras, when there's this meeting of Rashtras, Pratipavita here. So he's explained that Bhavita, the word Bhavita, it means to infuse or to inspire or to permeate from head to toe. But in this word Pratipavita here, then he uses the prefix Prati. And this Prati means that it's having a reverse action or reciprocation. That he gives the example of Prati Upakrita Saha. Prati Upakrita Saha. That just like somebody, they want to do some welfare work. And then they open a dispensary and they're giving out some medicine. So, in the same way, Krishna, he's a Dvaitya Paratattva. He's one. But he's manifesting praying on all different levels, and he's manifesting through the body of Srimati Radhika. But though Srimati Radhika and Krishna are one, and she's manifested from him, but now he, being the person who's manifested this praying, or this shop of praying, or this mind of praying, but now he himself, he's running as a beggar, crying for this praying. So, he says, Ananda Chidmai Rasapati Bhavitavya, that Krishna, that though he's Rasapati Saha, he's Rasik Shekhar, but now he's running. My spiritual master, Srila Gaurdhava Goswami Maharaj, he has explained in a very, very nice pastime that once there was to be a meeting between Radha and Krishna. And Srimati Radhika, she was waiting in the Kunj. And the time had passed, and she was waiting and waiting and waiting. But Krishna, he did not come. Then Lalita, she met one of the sakis of Chandravali, Soya. And Soya said, Oh Lalita, do you know where Krishna is? He is in my sakis Kunj. Lalita, she went, and immediately she told Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, she developed so much man, said that black cheetah, I don't want to see anything black. Cover my head, cover my eyebrows, nothing black. Then, after some time, Krishna, he starts to come and he comes to Kunja Srimati Radhika. He meets Lalita there and he says, oh, I know that Radhika, that she's undergoing great pain of separation. That, but if I meet her, then definitely her separation will come. Immediately Lalita, she became so angry. She said, how dare you? You think that my Pranasakhi, that she will have to cry for you? No, you will have to cry for her. And immediately, she kicked him out. Krishna, he went to the banks of the Yamuna, and there he was crying and crying and crying. Then, by arrangement, Purnamasi, she came, and she said, oh, I know why you're undergoing so much pain. And she begged for Vrindadevi to come. Vrinda saw Krishna in this position, and she said, I can solve your problem. But first, you have to give up your threefold bedroom form. You have to give up your very beautiful black curly hair. You have to give up your peacock feather. And definitely, that which is bewitching, tantalizing, and stealing the hearts of the gopis, you have to give up your fleet. Immediately, Krishna, he gave up. He gave up Trigandala Deepu. He gave up the flute. He gave up his curly hair. And now, he manifested very beautiful form, shaved head, with sannyas cloth. And then, Vrinda, she taught him one song and gave him one instrument. And this song, that, oh, that Radhika, that she is crying for Krishna, but now that Kamal, he's crying from grove to grove, place to place, and he's crying and crying and crying and crying for Srimati Radhika. And then he went and he started to play the his instrument and he went to the grove of Srimati Radhika. There, Lalita Vishakha, they heard this very, very beautiful song coming in a very, very sweet way into their ears. And they said, "Oh, Sannyas Thakur, where did you learn this very beautiful song?" Sannyasi said, "I learned from my Guru Gandhavike." Said, "Oh, so you're Sannyas Thakur. Can you tell fortune?" Said, "Yes, I can tell." Said, "Can you tell the fortune of Goswamini?" "Oh, definitely." Then they went to the dance lounge and then they brought her. But now, Srimati Radhika, her veil was covering her head, and then they presented her hand to Sannyasi Thakur. Sannyasi Thakur said, "Oh, I cannot touch the hand of this lady." They said, "Why? How will you tell the fortune?" Said, "Oh, I will have to read the lines of the poet." Said, "Oh, but Goraswamini, she never shows her face to any purush, to any male." He said, "What do you think? Do you think that I'm some ordinary male? I'm sannyasi. I've given up all of this. But this is not for us." Because you see, that when sannyasis are vulnerable, then we go and we dip back with the ladies. Then what happens? Accident. But Krishna, he said, "Oh, I am not only sannyasi." So then, by and by, then they lifted the veil from the face of Srimati Radhika. And then lifting the veil from the face of Srimati Radhika, then the eyes of Radha and Krishna, they met. And Krishna, who's crying for love of Srimati Radhika, he gave up his form of sannyasi, and then he assumed his Sri Mangalali form, and there, there's very, very sweet meeting. That Krishna, he's always crying for Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she's Mahabhakshantanani. That, to explain to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that whatever desire that Krishna has to fulfill, that all of these desires are automatically fulfilled by Srimati Radhika. That to have to enjoy and that grasp to reach more and more exalted states, then it cannot reach more and more exalted states without many gopis being there. So another one, another two more Rasa Prabhupada, Sabir, Eden, Guru Patel, Kalavir, that she manifests from her body, Kayavi Guru, Sakis, Lalita, Vishaka, Tunda Vidya, so many Sakis, to increase the exaltation of Ras. And in this way, she's manifesting flame on all platforms. That the flame which is there within the maidservants of Vrindavan, that this flame, this is coming from Srimati Radhika. The flame which is there within the heart of Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, all of those who got Saliva, this flame is coming from Srimati Radhika. The flame which is there within the queens of Dwarka, within the residents of Vaikuntha, this is coming from Srimati Radhika. And for the living entities who are conditioned in this mature world, then the most minute aspect, atomic aspect or molecule of that brain comes from Srimati Radhika, then that manifests in this world as Shraddha, Paramatic Shraddha. Shraddha Shabde Vishwasvange, Suvida Nishjoya. Krishna Bhakti Bodhisattva, Kama Krishna. In this way, Srimati Radhika, she's fulfilling all the desires of Krishna, especially Prithvilas, and she is bringing countless souls into the association to serve Krishna with love and affection. That's countless. I want that you to discuss top form. Oh, hey, no. Gracias.
No long history.
Gurudev Gaurachandraya Rajaya Jalalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sarvaktaya Namaha Namaha Vishnu Padaya Rajaya Krita Tame Shishina Bhakti Vedanta Naraya Krishna Vene Vamsha Kapata Vudyasya Krita Sindhavaya Vajra Pratita Namaha Vyo Vishnu Vene Namaha. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak something briefly on Radha Tattva. Radha Tattva is so extraordinarily high, I am utterly unqualified to speak on this topic, but I will say some words that I have heard and try and repeat like a parrot some of the Tattva, and perhaps one day by Srila Gurudev's mercy I will understand something of this Tattva. So it's stated very clearly that Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man. Dwe Vasu Vedavai Shastra Paman. That Radha is the Shakti, Krishna Shaktiman. There is no difference, ultimately, it's described. The non-difference, just as heat and fire are non-different, or musk and incense is non-different. So this is the understanding of Radha and Krishna, as we've heard this evening. Srimati Radharani manifested from Krishna's left side for vilas, for amorous pastimes, for Krishna to experience very wonderful exchanges of rasa. So who is Radha? Gurudev is asking for tattva. So Devi Krishna Mani Prakta Radhika Paladevata. This is who is Srimati Radhika. She is the counterpart of Krishna. She is the central figure in all the Lakshmis, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samani Para. This is who is Srimati Radhika. She is the center figure of all the goddesses of fortune. But to understand Krishna's Swarup, Krishna's own form, we can only understand this through the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has descended at this time to give us a picture, an understanding of the glory of Srimati Radhika. Radha Krishna Pranaya Mrikutya Hadini Shakti Asma Eka Api Kubi Goto.
Bhagavad Krishna Prabhu Ji Kipan Karuna Rigyata Golu. Ji Kipan Karuna Rigyata Golu. Bhagavad Krishna Prabhu Ji Rigyata Golu.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Mrikutya Hadini Shakti Asma Eka Pana Api Kubi Goto. Rigyata Goto. So this is describing the oneness of Radha, and this is Krishna's internal potency. Radha Bhavjati Subhavatam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. This is the nature of Radha. And furthermore, in the sixth verse of Adilila, Krishna's Kaviraj is very clearly describing the glory of Radha. Radha Shiradaya Pranaya Mahima Kitri Shodhanaya. What is the glory of Radha? The glory of Radha is that she is, Krishna is all spiritual truth and joy. But Krishna becomes mad for Radha. And Krishna is all supreme strength and power. But Radha defeats Krishna. Krishna is the supreme dancer. But Radha is his guru in dancing. So these aspects are the glories of Radha. Krishna is the repository of all contradiction. And Radha also, she mirrors that contradiction. So this glory, Mahima of Radha, is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then Svadhyena, Madhurima Kidri Shobanaiva. This Madhurima, Svadhyena Bhuta Madhurima Kidri Shobanaiva. Madhya. So the great qualities that only Radha is aware of in Krishna
are exemplified in the acts of Radha. Srimati Radharani, just for example, as a mother, is aware of the extraordinary qualities of the child. Similarly, Krishna, Radha, through her supreme love and affection for Krishna, she is aware of Krishna's great qualities. Krishna, once he saw his reflection in a mirrored column of jewels, and he was astonished by his own beauty, but he couldn't taste that beauty. But when Srimati Radharani manifests, then Krishna can taste this beauty. Srila Gurudev has described very simply an example. Say, a man has a music shop, and he has many musical instruments, but he can't play any of those instruments, but he has a friend who can play all of those instruments. So similarly, Krishna, he is the repository of all ras, but the taste of that ras can only manifest when he's in the company of Srimati Radharani. And then there is the sweetness that Radharani experiences by tasting Krishna's love, which is millions and millions of times greater than Krishna himself tastes. So Krishna, he tastes the bhava and kanti, that bhava dhyasa majani, sachigarva sindhu harindu. He takes the bhava and kanti of Srimati Radhika and manifests as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just simply 500 years ago. So this example shown by the life and teachings of Mahaprabhu is giving us an understanding of who is Srimati Radharani, what is her greatness, what is her sweetness, and what is her glory. So this is describing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the happiness that she's experiencing is also exemplified when Krishna, he praises the yogis, when he comes back, Napariyanam nirava yasam yujam svas svasadu krityam vibhudhyasyam viva yamavajam durjara keha shrinkala. So he's describing here how he is so indebted to the gopis, how not even in a lifetime of Lord Brahma can he repay the gopis for their affection and their surrender to him. So in this way, Krishna, he's glorifying the gopis, and above all gopis is Srimati Radhika, as Bhujapad Puri Maharaj was describing, Anayaraditonunam Bhagavan Hare Ishwara. That Radhika, she is the one who Krishna left the Rasa Lila with and went to a secluded place. And only Radhika is that focus or that highest aspect of Krishna's affection. So these are just some words that I'm repeating that I've understood. I hope that one day something of this tantra will manifest in my heart and I will be able to understand this very sublime and astonishing sweet tantra. Thank you.
Because he wants Lila Ashwadam, he wants to taste the pleasure of Lila, he
has divided himself in two parts. One as the enjoyer, one as the enjoyed. So Srimati Radhika, she is not less absolute than Sri Krishna. She is identical with him. At the same time, she is distinct from him. She is eternally distinct from him. Srila Loganath used to say, once there is unity and duality, duality is stress. Just like we say, the Jiva and Krishna are one and different. But we stress the difference of duality. In the same way, Radha and Krishna are one, and they are different. And we stress the difference. It's because if we mix Rasa Tattva and Tattva, Rasa Vishar and Tattva Vishar, then we don't get anywhere. Usually we make false. We say, oh, Radha and Krishna are one. That's your Siddhanta. But I believe, and I think Srila Prabhupada will agree with me, if you get Srila Raghunandas Goswami who is lamenting in Vilakusa Mountain, that, oh, if Krishna is alone and is calling me, no, I will not go. But if Radha and Krishna are together, without any invitation, I will run towards her. But if you say, but no, no, Radha and Krishna are one, I think we will take a stick and shed after him. Because his Swami is Radhika. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, when he was visiting Radhika, he was remarking, all those people, all those pilgrims which are here, they pay some attention to Srimati Radhika because she has a connection with Krishna. Actually, we do the reverse. We pay attention to Krishna because he has a connection with Radhika. Because Radhika is our Swami. This is the Vaishishtha, the speciality of our line. And he even said, if by chance there would be a long-lasting conflict between Radha and Krishna, then the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya would turn it back on Krishna and follow Radhika exclusively. That is the speciality. So they can be one, but they are distinct, Kaulila Ashwadana. And she has the speciality of Vanya Bhava. We heard of the two groups of Gopi, one is Dashun Bhava, which is submissive, Shankaravali, O Krishna, I am yours. But Srimati Radhika, she wants to please Krishna in another way. She is of Vanya Bhava. In other words, she is very hard to get. We have the reflection here in this world. We see some young youth intoxicated with her youthful pride. She's playing very proud with the boys. And what happens, the boys are even more attracted to her. So this is a reflection of what's happening in the spiritual world. Vanya means, instead of giving to Krishna, giving him. Then she listens to her Sisha Guru Lalita and says, don't give in so easily. When Krishna comes, turn me back to him. Don't give in. Because he sees more attractive to Krishna. No. It's harder, very hard to get, is the way to get the person that she wants. So, because Srimati Radhika, she wants to please Krishna, and she knows this is what pleases him most. This is him most. Therefore, she adopts this attitude. In Prabhupada Sampur, for instance, when Krishna is trying to disguise as a heavenly goddess, is trying to tell Radhika that, oh, but your Krishna actually doesn't know how to love. He's a lusty fellow. This is a fact. And she wants to hear, actually, Radhika glorifying and expressing her love. So, in all kinds of tricks, he's trying to make her say, oh, you're right, actually, Krishna is not really a good lover. And Srimati Radhika said, yes, I know, many times it comes to my mind, but what can I do? I know, it's not my pride. I know that I'm the only one to satisfy him. Even when he's coming from some other kush with the traces of enjoyment with some other lover, I'm chastising not for me, only for him, because I know he cannot be satisfied by anyone but me. So when I see that he's going somewhere else, I know he's not going to be satisfied. He's going to come in the morning full of remorse and all kind of phony excuses like that. I know he's dissatisfied. Therefore, for him, for his sake, I'm playing fool like this. I know, it is not my fault, it's not a question of pride, it's only my good fortune. I know I'm the only one who can please him. Therefore, I'm behaving in such a way. And we can see in Srimati Radhika's dictionary, in her book, there's no other word on how to satisfy Krishna. She will go at all, she will go at any length to satisfy him. We read, for instance, at the very end of Shikshastakam, and that's the very end also of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, some of the last verses. Srimati Radhika, she expresses that, oh, even if Krishna in front of me enjoying with some other girl, that's alright, let him be happy. And this one is personified as Srila Rupa Goswami. That's what we are following. in his wisdom, as far as we are in the Rupanuka Sampradaya, because that is his mood, sacrifices the utmost. Srila Maharaj says, Srimati Radhika, she is the greatest victim of Krishna's consuming potency, consuming power. Krishna's thirst to enjoy, which is so high, and only Srimati Radhika, she can fulfill that enjoyment. And in order to do that, she's taking all these different forms, as Pujapa Puri Maharaj also. Ashram Maharaj was saying, without many lovers, without many kantas, rasa is not flowing. And in the spiritual world, there's only one word, only one mantra. Let the rasa flow for Krishna's pleasure. Let the rasa flow for Krishna's pleasure. So she's taking so many forms. And among millions of gopis of 360 different types of moods, her mood stands at the highest. She's taking all those different forms, you know, in different feminine moods and gestures and mentalities, she will please Krishna in so many ways, so many ways, so many ways. Now, another point I wanted to make that also she wants so much to please Krishna that when she was in Vrindavan, she always wanted to be along with Krishna. She was thinking, if only there was a boy, I could always be with Krishna and please him. Now, she could not fulfill this desire in Krishna Lila. But in Goranga Lila, she came as Kavala Pandit. And now, sporting as a male ascetic, she could accompany him everywhere. For his mood, for his sake, for his pleasure. She knew he wants to enjoy his supernatural of desire. Now, I have to come and help him to test those desires. Therefore, she came as Kavala Pandit. And in a pretext of giving some Bhagavatam class in the garden of Tathagopina, what was she doing? She was expressing, was teaching him, oh, this Lila, this is the way I tested it. This is my son of the Lila. Because in the Bhagavatam, we hear only Krishna's side. We don't hear Radhika's side. No, as Kavala Pandit, she's so cold in the class of Bhagavatam. She's telling him, this is the way I feel. And this is the way you can come to that feeling that you want so much to experience. You want to test that sweetness? This is the way to do it. So she's doing it like this. Also, it is said that Krishna's karunya, his mercy, is topmost. But of all his qualities, his mercy is reigning supreme. Now, Srimati Radhika, she's expressing her mercy. I was sitting at that the other day when Guru was speaking about it, the glories of Giriraj. That she said, when Krishna expressed the desire, I will come on this earth, please come with me. She said, I cannot go if there's no Jamuna. I cannot go if there's no Govardhan. So she also brought Govardhan here. Now, Govardhan is coming from her heart. And she's Akanta Bhakti. She's a source of service. Even the desire to serve comes from her. So in order to give us a chance to pray for service, she has come, she has brought Giriraj, and we can pray to Giriraj under Guru's guidance. Oh Giriraj, please give me the service of Srimati Radhika. So there is a place where a plane where the natural propensity of love of the soul cannot be a wholesome manifestation. And Srila Gurudev is training us and inviting us to come to that plane. He said, who was that devotee singing on the guitar? Thank you, Prabhupada, to approach a different to the West. We know it's whatever is best. So, the spiritual master, Srila Gurudev, is the most favored of Srimati Radhika. And without getting the favor of the most favored, we cannot approach her. So, we can only thank the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev that he will give us some inspiration and some drops of mercy that one day, under his expert guidance, we can approach this highest of goals, Padyatasiva.
सब लोगों ने राधा तत्व के ऊपर में बहुत ही सुंदर अभिव्यक्ति बोला उनको और समय दिया जाने से तो और भी न जाने इतना बहुत किंतु मैंने घंटी बजा बजा कर उनको रोका बहुत कुछ बोल सकते हैं और बहुत कुछ बोलने के लिए है किंतु संक्षेप में यही समझो, कृष्ण परतत्व है और पूर्ण शक्तिमान है, राधा जी पूर्ण शक्ति प्रेम प्रयोजन है। कौन सा प्रेम प्रयोजन है? राधिका जी का प्रति कृष्ण का प्रेम, न कृष्ण का राधा जी के प्रति प्रेम। यहाँ पर वजन करने में सौंदर्य में राधा जी का प्रेम बहुत ऊंचा है कृष्ण के प्रेम से। कृष्ण की बिना इच्छा के एक पत्ता भी हिल नहीं सकता, इसलिए जो कुछ जगत में हम देखते हैं वो कृष्ण की इच्छा से ही होता है। किंतु एक बात इसमें भी है, बिना राधा जी के कृष्ण कुछ भी नहीं कर सकता। जो कुछ भी करते हैं उनकी इच्छा तो होती है, किंतु शक्ति उसको पूर्ण करती है। इसलिए एक दृष्टि से देखने से कृष्ण परतत्व है, उसकी सीमा है, और दूसरी तरफ शक्ति की चरम सीमा राधा जी। राधा जी का प्रेम सर्वोत्तम है, सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, ये बात ठीक है, किंतु जीवों के लिए ये प्राप्ति नहीं है। यहां तक कि राधिका जी के भाव की तो बात ही क्या, ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि जो शक्तियां हैं उनके भावों को भी जीव नहीं प्राप्त कर सकता। क्या प्राप्त कर सकता है? उनकी नित्य राशि जो की कन्या बंजरिया है, उन्हीं के भाव को जीव प्राप्त कर सकता है। इसी में जीव का अधिकार है। और भी राधाकृष्ण परतत्व है, तो उनके लिए प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती क्या कहते हैं? देव प्राण विपतित स्खलितम शिखंडम भ्रष्टंच वीत वसनम ब्रजराज सुर जस्या तथा शिशा विमुच्य तं राधिका परिचरामी पदा दर्शेन। कृष्ण के हाथों से देवी गिर जाती है, मयूर मुकुट नीचे गिर जाता है, जिनके कटाक्ष से वो मूर्छित हो जाते हैं। कृष्ण राधा जी की हम कम रसपूर्वक सेवा कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए नहीं कर रहे, कृष्ण के लिए क्यों नहीं कर रहे, इसका कारण भी है। हमको चाहिए प्रेम सेवा इसकी कृष्ण, यही परमारा किंतु ये कैसे प्राप्त होगी? बिना राधिका जी के कृपा के नहीं। इसलिए और भी कहते हैं कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं मानते, जबकि करीब लोग अखलुता जैसा कदा वे विश्वान जाया सबके कुंज पवनांकर मानते। राधा जी की तो बात ही छोड़ो, राधा जी की तीन कन्या कुंज के द्वार पर खड़ी होकर कृष्ण का को कहते हैं कि लौट जाओ, हमारी सखी का दर्शन नहीं तो मिलेगा। और वे पहला लौटते हैं बार बार कौन? ओ भगवान भगवत्ता की युवा पुराण सर्वश्रेष्ठ सीमा सर्वशक्तिमान सर्व ऐश्वर्य और गोपियों की जरूरत है। ऐसे राधिका जी के कुंजों की झाड़ू देने वाली एक सलाह का भी हमारा हो जाए हमारा। और भी एक बात, कृष्ण को देखकर या कृष्ण के विरह में राधा जी की कैसी दशा होती है? हस्त शास्त्रिक विकारों के सबसे बड़े सभी अवस्था में ये सब इसकी क्रिया दिख पड़ती है। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने अपने जीवन में कुछ दिखलाया है, कृष्ण ने ही दिखलाया राधा जी का ये राधा या प्रणय महिमा जो कहा गया है, इसलिए इसका उद्देश्य का नहीं कहा गया, कृष्ण की इच्छा पूरी नहीं प्राकृतिक है और तीन इच्छाएं भी पूरी नहीं हुई, पूरा करने के लिए है आपको चाहिए है राधा जी की, राधा जी के प्रेम की सीमा को दिखलाने के लिए ही ऐसा। यदि महाप्रभु नहीं आते, कृष्ण नहीं आते, राधा जी का भाव दे सकते तो कृष्ण की इतनी महिमा है ये भी कोई नहीं जाता। माधुर्य किसमें है, कौन आस्वादन कर रहा, राधा जी, राधा जी आस्वादन कर रहे हैं कृष्ण का, तो बड़ा किसकी मधुरता किसकी है, कृष्ण की हुई। इससे विचार करने में जब भगवत्ता की दृष्टि से विचार करते हैं कृष्ण बड़े हैं, और प्रेम की जब प्रेम की दृष्टि से विचार करते हैं तो राधा की दृष्टि बहुत दोनों की तो एक ही है, दो नहीं है, एक आत्मा, एक आत्मा, एक आत्मा, एक बस आस्वादन करने के लिए। कौन आस्वादन करेगा, कृष्ण आस्वादन करेगा और राधा की आस्वादन करेगा, शक्तिमान भी करेंगे शक्ति भी करेंगे, दोनों आस्वादन करेंगे। और आस्वादन में कौन बड़ा है ये भी कहना पसंद है, राधा जी के दिन में सुनते हैं राधा चिंता विवेक व्यक्त कांति विरोध उनकी कांति की विरोध कृष्ण नहीं कहेंगे, राधा जी भी हो गए उनकी चिंता कर रहे और राधा जी उनकी अद्भुत दशा और भी अद्भुत, इसलिए दोनों एक ही है प्रसादन के लिए, कृष्ण ही राधिका जी है, राधिका जी इस प्रकार से काम करके दोनों की गणना के लिए हम प्रार्थना करते हैं। आप सभी लोग आज के दिन में आप सभी लोगों का राधा और कृष्ण हम लोगों पर कृपा करें, जो उनके प्रेम की एक अणु अंश को भी हम समझ सकें, आना तो बहुत जरूरी है।
Even though there are so many speakers who can speak so much, and even though so much has been said, there is so much more that could be said, but time is limited. The Buddha said he is giving the essence. Therefore, if you go according to Tathagata, then Sri Krishna, he is Paratattva, the absolute truth. He is Sarva-Shaktiman, possessed of unlimited powers and potencies. And what is our prem? What is our prayojan? What is our ultimate goal? Prem is our prayojan. But which type of prema? The prema that Krishna has towards Srimati Radhika, or the prema that Srimati Radhika has towards Sri Krishna? Which is our goal? If we look in a neutral way, then we can say, Sri Radharani's prema towards Krishna is much greater. If we look in this world, then we see that even though everything is going on by the desire of the Supreme Lord, still, without his potency, he cannot even turn all up a leaf. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, she is that very potency of Sri Krishna, and it is that potency which enables Krishna to fulfill his desires. Therefore, Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. There is nothing superior to him. He is the last limit of Bhagavad Tattva. And in the same way, Srimati Radhika, she is also the last limit of Shakti Tapa or energy Tapa. Therefore, Srimati Radhika's prem is the topmost. But the prem in the heart of Srimati Radhika is impossible for the jiva. The jiva has no qualification for that. What you speak of Srimati Radhika, the jiva cannot even possess the prem of Radhika's Kaiyuva like Sri Lalita and Sri Vishakha. Then what is available for the jiva? The jiva has the qualification to be both the servantship of Srimati Radhika, Kinkari Bala, and not more. Therefore, Sri Krishna in the palace, Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. But seeing Srimati Radhika, what happens? Srimati Radhika is so influential that Sri Krishna, he puts his flute at her feet. He comes at her at the feet of Srimati Radhika. And her sidelong glance is so powerful. Her glance is like thousands of arrows which pierce Krishna and cause him to become unconscious. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, Kamaya Evan, is there any chance that in birth after birth I may be her maidservant? Therefore, we see that Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he does not directly pray to achieve the service of Sri Krishna. Why? What is the reason for this? Because we want prema. And who is the object of that prema? Only Sri Krishna is the object of that prema. We desire to perform service. Who is the enjoyer of that service? It is only Sri Krishna. But if we look, we can understand how will we achieve that prema? Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, that prema is impossible to achieve. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada Pada has said, Yakin Kari Subhasao Kalukata Vandi Nityam Parasa Purusa Sikanda Mori. That's it. Therefore, what you speak of the glories of Srimati Radhika? Just see the glories of Radhika's maidservants. When Krishna tries to enter into Srimati Radhika's grove, then her maidservants said, go back, go back. There is no darshan of Srimati Radhika for you. And Krishna is falling at the feet of those men.